A 28-year-old New York City police officer is on trial this week on charges he conspired to kidnap, kill, and eat women. Attorneys for the so-called cannibal cop say Gilberto Valli's online musings were simply fantasies. But federal prosecutors say his actions represented a real danger. Here to discuss the ramifications of the case is Bennett Capers, a former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York and a professor at Brooklyn Law School. Welcome to WNYC, Professor Capers.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Valli never hurt anyone. He just discussed his gruesome plans online. Is that a crime?
It can be a crime. So one of the things we do is we charge people with conspiracy. It's a way of getting at dangerous individuals before it's too late. So if you conspire, if you agree with somebody to commit a crime and you have the intent that that crime happens and somebody commits any kind of act in furtherance of that agreement, that's enough.
Today, several women who knew Valli testified about never feeling threatened by him. Is there a chance the prosecution could be overreaching in this case?
You know, I don't think so, in part because of his wife's testimony. So his wife is the one who sort of discovers this, let's say, gruesome plan. His wife's immediate reaction is, this is real. She's terrified for her life. So if the issue is whether he intended to carry through with this plan, probably the person who knows him best is his wife. If she's afraid, then it sort of communicates to the jurors that this is more than simply a fantasy in his head. This was crossing the line into a real threat, a real problem.
Right. 27-year-old Kathleen Mangan-Valli testifying yesterday. She fled their Queens home with their one-year-old daughter after learning about her husband's internet interests. You say her testimony is critical. Is that also due in part not only because of her close relationship with her husband, but also because he wrote about her being a possible victim?
Yes. I mean, she was one of the possible victims, and for her, this was very real. I mean, I think that's going to be the crucial issue that the jurors are going to be wrestling with. Was this fantasy, or did this have the real possibility of becoming a reality? And I think her testimony is crucial, and all the evidence of the things he actually did is crucial. You know, if he had
like what?
The repeated emails and instant messaging to his co-conspirator, or at least the co-conspirator who's been identified, his traveling to Maryland to meet with a potential victim, his getting access through his job as a police officer to information on the National Crime Database, apparently to research information about a potential target. Mm. All of these things, I think, to the jurors, could possibly seem very real.
The digital landscape offers many places for conversations in chat rooms and social media and blogs. There are often places where people indulge in their fantasy life. Where is the line between, legally, between fantasy and reality, where you cross this off the list as just simple fantasizing, or whether you take these fantasies seriously?
So, Amy, I think one reason why this case has gone to trial is because it is one of those issues where is the dividing line? And I honestly think this is one of the cases where the jurors are going to have to figure that out. You know, clearly the people he was talking about were actual people. They were people that he actually knew, people that he actually came into contact with. And apparently he had detailed their personal information on his computer. He did research on how to follow through with his plan. So did it cross the line? I mean, this wasn't somebody fantasizing about kidnapping and torturing an imaginary victim.
Do you think this will have a chilling effect on people's use of the internet for their fantasies?
I do not think so. I'm not an expert on people's fantasies, but hopefully people are fantasizing about fantasy people as opposed to fantasizing about kidnapping and torturing real people that they actually know. I think that's the concern in this case.
Bennett Capers is a former assistant U.S. attorney and a Brooklyn Law School professor. Thank you so much for joining us on WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Amy.